You're up to 22nd one.
Bring the Town Discovery Bay Community Service District regular meeting to order. We were in closed session and adjourned that, so we're now going into regular session. Do I have you join directly?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Leet.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay, at this point, we're going to go to a public comment. The public can speak about anything that is not on our agenda. And we have a 3-minute time limit indicated by the lights here. Any public comment? Seeing none, we'll adjourn public comment and go to area reports. East Pentecostal Fire, Chief Henderson.
Evening, Ward. I left you copies on the basis of our operation report for July of this last month. Very busy month for the district, especially with the 4th of July weekend. There were a total of 583 calls, and our average response time was 6:21. In the Discovery Bay Byron area, there were a total of 82 calls, and the response time of average response time of 10 minutes and 14 seconds. Engine 59 here in Discovery Bay, total runs for the month of July were 119 calls, and that was about 15% of the total roll for the month of 795 calls. When we look at the activity, there were a total of 7 structure fires, 20 vegetation fires, 34 vehicle accidents, and 6 additional vehicle accidents requiring rescue. Due to the call volume for the month, there were 8 times during the month that we had no resources available at all, and the total time on that was a total of 11 hours and 38 minutes. About eight of those hours of the 11 occurred on the 2nd of July, where we were hit with several vegetation fires across the district. Luckily, the call that had the capability of having some of the biggest impacts dispatched out here in Discovery Bay while we had all our resources committed to a fire in Broadway. I was the first responding unit, and I was the closest responding unit to that call. The next few engines were coming from Alameda County and Livermore, San Ramon Valley, and we had an engine coming from Federal Fire. Luckily, it was dust out in the field and not a fire, and there was no incident out here. I cleared that call, though, and responded all the way back to Oakley, which came in as a tree fire, and we luckily were able to keep it out of the house. Those engines that were still responding ended up arriving on scene out in Oakley. So even though we've opened an additional station and added to the system's capabilities, we're still running from call to call to call in those busy times. You know, as school starts now and the summer is kind of winding down, people will kind of see that as, you know, things should be calming down. And as you see on the news now, both Northern California and Southern California are burning. And we still have another 3 or 4 months till the rainy season, so it's going to be a very dry summer for the rest of the year. And with that, I'm available for any questions for the board.
Board.
No. Yeah, Chief, my question, looking back, or at least trying to remember back on the auto aid issue for the last couple of years, it seemed like we were receiving a lot of auto aid, and now looking at the last couple of months, you're giving a lot of auto aid. Is that just cyclical, or is there an explanation?
Well, last September, we changed the auto aid back and forth. We get 2 units auto aid without having to go to a mutual aid request. So we changed in our response from there. The last 2 months have been a little heavier for giving in that, but the Antioch area has been hit with multiple fires at the same time, and they've been on the eastern, southeast corner of Antioch, so our resources are the closest resources. So it is a give and take there. When we're out of resources on the medicals, unless they're CPR new calls, the ambulances are having to handle those by themselves. So, I mean, we've cut the service that the community's seeing, and if you can see it in this auto wait, because if we were using auto wait for those 8 hours, for example, on the second, you know, we would have used 25 or 30 engines. Over the 4th of July weekend, we ran a total using Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on the 3-day holiday weekend. There were a total of 82 emergencies that we responded to. While there were 82 emergencies in the district during that time, there were 14 emergencies we couldn't respond to. We had no resources.
And is there any update from LAFCO on their review of fire service?
Okay, so the LAFCO Municipal Service review is completed. They completed that last Wednesday. It says the same thing that the report did 5 years ago, that, you know, we should be at 9 stations covering the 249 square miles, and that we have a funding issue.
No solutions?
It's easy to point, and unfortunately the solutions come back down the line.
Thank you.
Other quick update, as long as we're on that subject, both the cities of Oakley and Brentwood have put utility user taxes along with an advisory measure on the ballot for November, and their hope is that if both of those pass, to add additional contract with the district for additional units on top of the one story. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Or excuse me, I did forget one other thing. I have one of my newest directors here, Megan Bell. She's been going to the different community meetings to see what we do and how we interact in the community. She is appointed by Oakley, and hopefully she's going to stay on when we get to be elected for it.
Welcome, Greg.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to the consent calendar, and I'd like to take business and action on F1. Consider Discovery Bay Guard Shack, put it on the consent calendar, if that's okay with the board.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, you actually cannot. Once you have a posted agenda, you can't move the item from one location to another in terms of consent. Gives the people an opportunity to speak to it. You can take it quickly without any discussion or without any staff report, but you do need to leave it open for the public.
All right. Thank you for that.
And then may I add one more? I apologize. It's just to make sure that you know on item number 7 on the consent calendar, I do have the new salary range table that is at your desk, and that is to be attached to that report for item number 7 on consent.
Okay. Do you hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. The only report, please.
Why does it do that?
Just think it was.
It did. It didn't do it.
It's not working.
Not working?
It's because it was.
Yeah,
took it off.
Yeah. Wing it.
I turned it on a second ago.
Well, the month of July, thank you very well. Continue our safety practices. I'm waiting, you know, lost time for the staff. Our monthly and quarterly report was submitted on time. Our wells are active in producing water. We had 127 million gallons go out in July, which was about 19% population during 2013.
That's the one.
We still can see a high volume of water since the restrictions have been changed. Operators were met in wastewater. No issues. All bacteria were negative. All lift stations are running properly, and our backlog of work orders are down to zero. Like the last month, I've been doing an excellent job and keeping maintenance up to date and backlog to minimum. So things are going very well.
Question, Bert,
yes.
On the wastewater treatment plant. DOD has suspended some of the problems. Is there an explanation for reason?
That contributes to our TSS and DOD issues. That's good, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bernie.
Okay, now we're going to go to F1, consider Discovery Bay guard check relocation. Do we have any public comment on that item?
And I just have one clarifying point of order on that item. Is just if we have any board members who may also be a member of the board of directors, my suggestion is you recuse yourself from the board.
I will recuse myself. I'm on the association board.
So,
quick question.
Vice takes over then.
Vice chair takes over.
Any discussion from the board members?
No.
Do I understand this, that if the sanitary sewer runs underneath that proposed guard shed, if we have a problem with the sanitary sewer, it's the homeowners association's responsibility to deal with the guard shed?
Correct. Right.
And just to refresh your recollection in the back of the packet as well is the agreement that we entered into for the easement, because they asked us way before they even made application to draft an agreement allowing them to remove it. So you've already executed that agreement with them, which indicates that you're still responsible for any other landscaping damage or right-of-way damage that you do in your repairs. The guard shack is not one of them, because they're putting it knowingly over the top of our sewer line.
It was legally, isn't that enough?
Make
your motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And he also
we're
going
to go
to
Wakebees for the Odyssey of the Mind program for use of the community center apartment. Is there any public comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. I had a question on this. I'm all in favor of this program, and I'm not too concerned about the fees that we would waive, but I would expect that the Odyssey of the Mind group would be giving back to the community something in kind. They did it last year, some dog park improvements, but I wasn't sure whether all those improvements were made. Do we have an update on it? Do we know how that went at all?
Yeah, we're still waiting for the improvements. I believe they built all the obstacles for the dog park, but we haven't installed them yet.
The agreement was that their group was going to do the install also, correct?
Correct, but I want to kind of assist them as far as where to go, because we have, even putting in obstacles, not everyone's going to enjoy the obstacles.
Right, is that, have they been willing to do it and we're kind of holding back a little?
No, they're not holding back at all.
Oh, okay.
I spoke to Matt Kaiser this afternoon, and he said that they were about a month off. So it is correct to say at this point we don't have anything from them physically. We haven't seen any physical improvements yet. It is really important that Brian is involved to make sure that what is put in a public facility is going to be durable and make sense from the community's perspective. So you're correct. For the last school year, we do not have installed yet the improvement that was going to be installed.
Okay, that's, I'm not opposed to moving this forward, but I would like to condition it on that the group come back and make a presentation to the board on what they would anticipate contributing to this year's program if we're going to waive the fees. I think it's only fair that waiving fees for a group that they're offsetting it in some kind.
I think before we can get to that, they made an obligation to us last year, and in turn we gave them free use of the room, and they did not live up to their end of the bargain. So I think before we look at giving them another year and having them make another presentation what they're not going to do for us this year, then we should find out why they did not honor their obligation last year before we make a decision.
And if I can add, as you know, I wasn't here last year when this agreement was made to do this. And I think in this case, the one part that I really wanted to emphasize, because it is not true of all groups that utilize the community center, that this group has really been stellar this last year in terms of good citizenship. So they are second, third down on the tier in terms of using rooms. If anyone comes in and wants to rent the room, these folks are bumped, and they were bumped last year, and they were very good. They did make, in fairness to them, they did make a suggestion of something that they could do this year. However, the proposal that they made, we believe would cost the district time and staff resources. So we said, we need you to propose something, not a special event that takes time and resources and other waivers, but we need something that is actually an actual contribution to the community center or to the community. So if you wish, my suggestion is we can move this as well to the Park and Rec Committee and make sure that we have a Park and Rec Committee meeting tomorrow. Our thinking is because the program has already started, if we can let them continue and perhaps come back within 30 to 60 days, and we will meet with them and make sure that we encourage them to complete what they said they would complete last year, as well as what a proposal would be for the upcoming year, and work that through the Park and Rec Committee.
I received an email from the parties concerned here that said that they had, that they were completing that project and that it was going to be completed by a certain date. Did I not only receive that email?
No, we all received it. It's just not done yet. It hasn't started in our plant yet. So until we actually see someone walking through the door with physical dog agility improvements, it's not there yet. It's not done yet.
That's a little disconcerting because that's not the way the email read. The email read was, hey, it's going to be, it sounded like in a couple weeks this whole thing was going to be done.
I think city manager's suggestion would be fine.
Can I make a motion so we have a discussion? I'd like to move approval of the use of the facility by the Odyssey of the Mind with the same conditions as last year. We have rentals, whatever they can bump us, and that this be referred to the Park and Recreation Committee to assure that the last year's project and this year's project are completed in a timely fashion.
Should we put some kind of a sunset date on that?
I'll let the committee do that.
That was a motion. We'll hear a second. I'll second the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
One opposed?
I heard three yeses, one opposed, and one abstention.
An abstention, yeah. I'm not clear on
motion that. Carries.
Okay, motion carries. So for clarification, I think what we're going to do is we'll let them move on as they are right now, and it's going to go to the Park and Recs Commission. I think at that meeting, I'm on that commission. My recommendation is they don't get it done in 60 days. This will come back to us and we'll just rescind it.
Correct.
No. They solve the problem. Either perform or not perform. Okay. With that, we're going to go into presentations. Is there any staff? Is there any presentation?
No, there are none.
Director's report, president's report.
I have an interesting update. For many years, we've heard conversations about a housing project that could possibly definitely impact Discovery Bay, but that would occur on the Chikini Ranch, which is the area of the 900 acres or so due east of Discovery Bay. Today, at the county level, that property was put into term I'm looking for, Kathy.
Conservation easement,
and payments were missed by the developer, and so the county is that as of today, that property can never be developed. There will never be any homes east of Discovery Bay.
Excellent. Okay. Just real quick, I attended the Byron Union School District last week, and they're finishing out their bond, funding, and they finished completion of renovation. There was three portables that were previously talked about bringing over the planning center for expansion. The school district was able to use the money and reformat those for their expected increase in enrollment there. So I thought it was a good use of the funds.
Thank you. Manager's report?
Just a couple of items. One is we received additional requests from the County Health Services Environmental Health Division requesting our assistance in putting up signage, and we're assisting them. I do want to emphasize that these are messages with respect to the algae bloom the harmful algae bloom that are created and run by our county's health department, and we are just assisting them with getting their information out. And thank you to Virgil for his work on that. That continues to be an issue. Supervisor Pifo held a meeting a couple of weeks ago, which I attended. There was a representative, a scientist from the California Water Board. We looked at the toxins under a microscope. It was very interesting. When asked whether this was a statewide issue, she responded that this is a global issue. So it's not only happening, people, we hear people concerned about happening in our own community, and I guess it's reassuring or non-reassuring to know that this is happening on a global level as a result of sort of the bringing together of some unique circumstances: warm weather, stagnant water, some nitrates in the soil, etc., and the belief that this is a transition and it will end at a certain point. Particularly when the weather cools down, but it's a temporary issue, but it still is present. And then the second item, you know, you have been hearing on your agenda a number of public talking about speeding, and the Sheriff's Department and CHP have been coming up and speaking as and responding to those issues as well. We're also scheduling a meeting. The county traffic engineer is coming out here on September 1, and we've invited members of the community to come in. It's September 1, 3:30 to 5 o'clock in the community center for a very informal talking with county transportation engineers about why speed bumps, why no speed bumps, speed humps, speed bumps. And hopefully they'll get their questions answered, and we'll see if something, hopefully something good comes out of that meeting.
Well, while you were on that subject, toward the algae bloom, I know we're using our leaderboard to kind of inform the public of this. I'm not sure if maybe we can put something on our leaderboard that's, you know, a little less frightening or something along that line.
I would agree. My problem is that there's a full sign that says don't wade or swim, and there's plenty of areas in Discovery Bay where it's safe to wade or swim. And when we say that, what we're doing is we're saying stay out of the water in Discovery Bay, and that's really not what the county's telling us.
What they were saying, my caution on this would be the county health department is the one that are the experts in terms of the health impact of this algae bloom, and they are the ones that are giving us the specific words to do and to add to those reader boards.
So they have said that nobody is allowed, should be in the water in Discovery Bay anywhere.
Their recommendation has been to stay out of the water at this time because the water moves from place to place. So their recommendation right now is to stay out of the water.
So the bays are still open.
The liability issue.
That's why we shouldn't have to post anything, because there's the liability. You know, if by posting something, we bring ourselves into that liability issue. If we don't post anything, then it's the county's responsibility to post and be responsible for what they're responsible for. We're not responsible for that area.
That's absolutely correct. And what we are doing is offering assistance by posting information that they create, and we have not amended a word that they've created. The board does have the choice, if you wish, for us to take down the reader board, if you wish. They did ask that following a child getting sick in the community from swimming in the waterways, and that's what ramped this up to that next level. What we had done before was to post things on the dog park, post things at the park, things where, you know, particularly also for the animals, which seem to be an important issue as well. But this is what ramped it up this last, end of last week.
I think the sign should be moved to the west side of the community if it's going to be in the community at all. That's really,
where is it now? It's not where it was.
Just going to be more.
I moved it today, or had it moved today.
To where?
To Newport, right next to Coastal Well 5. So when you come off of 4 on the clip on the Newport, you see it. And if you're turning left on a right on the Clipper, you'll see the sign. So just to get those homeowners in that area opportunity to see it. Because that, I got to tell you, the algae is in bloom by my office on the lake. It's really heavy there right now. And even at my home on the deep water side, it's there. But it moved. like you said, with the title action, and most of us have lived here for quite a while, and we know it'll go away. It's just more rapid. It's just more prevalent this year than it had been.
And the scientists from the State Water Board also said that the toxins can remain up to a week after the algae dies. So it will take just a little bit of time before this clears, but it will clear in the community.
Mr. President, if I could, two questions. One, does the sign or does the reading say county notice, no swimming in water? Or does it just say no swimming?
It will.
Well, and how quickly you read it?
Well, okay. Right, so does it include the language county?
That's where I was going.
County notice.
Yeah, I think we should identify it's a county notice.
If I can ask my two questions. So that's question number one.
It does underneath the second page, does say for more information, CC Environmental Health.
So the answer is no, it doesn't.
The answer is no.
County notice.
What was that again?
So the answer is no, it doesn't say by county notice. It should say county notice on top.
That's correct. That's what I would suggest, number one. Number two, do we have written correspondence from the county indicating please post this notice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exact wording that they put in.
Excellent. Then I would. My recommendation would be to modify the sign to say county notice, no swimming, whatever it says afterwards.
That's pretty simple enough, right?
Legal counsel is, he's guiding us, so I think we should follow legal counsel. Okay, on to the next item. District legal, which you just gave us some advice.
I'm tapped out for the rest of the day then.
Some subcommittee meetings, water and wastewater, we're going to meet in a couple of days. Park and Rec will meet tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
We'll give you an update the next meeting.
About 10 days we're going to meet, right? On the 30th for the water and wastewater?
August 30th.
Yes, August 30th.
Okay, we've had correspondence, public records. Any future agenda items from the board? Seeing none, do we hear a motion to adjourn? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn, 7:27.